Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 275. How you do anything is how you do everything. So how do you get better at something? How you do anything is how you do everything. So how do you get better at something? And, you know, there's the famous quote is, you know, how do you do one thing is how you do everything, or how you do anything is how you do everything. And there's been several people attributed to that. Martha Beck, Brandon Nankivell, Simon Sinek brought it up, and he attributed it to some past scholars. So I don't know the fullness of it when I was doing the research, but how you do anything is how you do everything. And this had come up recently in several conversations I was having with people. And, you know, so some finer points that I want to talk about, which is, you know, when we look at something that you are good at, how do you make that good go to great, right? If you love it, the second point is, if you love it, doesn't it deserve your attention? The third point is, when you make it about having to do something, it's not the same as getting the opportunity to do something, right? For mastery in your craft. And then curiosity and humility is your way out of where you don't want to be and into where you do. So it's also how you'll get better at something and at everything, right? So these are the areas that I want to talk about. What's something you're good at? Why are you good at it? And how do you treat it? What's something you're good at? Why are you good at it? And how do you treat it? Here's why this conversation has been coming up lately, as of late, is because often at times, maybe you find there are certain things that just come naturally and you could just spend absolute hours doing it. And then there's a lot of other things that don't come as naturally, and therefore you may not want to do it. But I actually believe that, you know, there's a lot of areas of our life that are undiscovered until we decide to start giving it more intention and attention. And we can take how we do something really well in another area of our life and do it the same way in this other area that we're still learning or need to learn or whatever it might be. But also, you know, it's indicative of, if you know how I do something, if you know how I show up, if you know how I do content, if you know how I do business, if you know how I take care of, you know, a situation, if you know how I, you know, do the work in my health, if you know how I do something, will continuously show up in everything else. But that makes me reliable, doesn't it? It makes you reliable, doesn't it? It makes you also trust yourself more, doesn't it? And so this kind of piggybacks off of the last couple of episodes and conversations that we've been having, because when you look at your dedication to anything, the reason why the first thing I bring up is, what's something you're good at, why are you good at it, and how do you treat it? Because it's a good baseline of showing what you're capable of giving attention and intention to when something is, you feel, worth it for you. Now, sometimes other things may not feel worth your time, but it also could be because maybe you just don't know something yet about that, or that you're maybe not ready mentally to start tackling that because maybe it doesn't feel like it comes as natural. Like, a health is such a good thing because, like, let's say you're really good at your art, or you're really good at coding in your computer and, you know, podcasting and or doing digital stuff, or maybe you're really good at your job at work, but, you know, health, maybe you're not giving it as much time or focus or energy. And then, of course, it's easy to have the excuses of, like, well, you know, I don't really have time for that. No, you need to make time for that. And the thing is if you, there's sort of this, you want to have this balance and, like, okay, so, like, what you might do with your work, put it this way. If you're doing more of your work and avoiding something good like your health, that tells me something. And same with me, if I were to do that too, it tells others something, doesn't it? And it tells you something about yourself, right? And what I mean by that is because, let's say you decide to change it up a little bit and be like, you know what? here's how I do my work, and I'll give you my perfect examples for me. When I say perfect, I just mean like the examples. But like examples of me is that, okay, how do I get better at how I do my work to get more of it done in less time or in certain blocked hours, because there are other hours of the day that deserve my attention. So it means I have to get better in one area if I want to get better in other areas, right? So we can't kind of default to excuses for the things that we want to do, and then therefore it's like, well, the other things that maybe we don't really want to do. And I get it. I totally get it, because sometimes it's like, well, my interest isn't there as much. And but you know invariably that there are just things that are good for you to learn. You may love creating and may not really be into wanting to learn more about your health or your finances. You may be really into your health, but you're not really wanting to know how to, you know, budget or spend time outside of the exercise and the nutrition and the food and in something more grounding and not grounding. I shouldn't say like that, because exercise is very grounding, but meaning like doing something more like artistic and creative is really where I was going with that. Right. And so this is where balance and harmony come in. We can do certain things really, really, really good. Can we take how can we optimize that thing? This is where I want to get to the title. How you do anything is how you do everything. So how do you get better at something? So if there is something I'm really good at, how do I get better at it so I can apply the logistics and frameworks to other areas of my life as well? Because if I do something really well in one area, the chances of success in other areas of my life from the way I do things and process through it and optimize it and do it with humility and do it with discernment and do it with balance and harmony and curiosity, there's a good chance that anything I do will have the equal or greater success, right? The second thing I want to bring up is, if you love it, doesn't it deserve your attention? And here's what I mean by that. Well, and then I said, if it deserves your attention, how can you do it better? Not at the cost of you, but at the growth of you. So if you love it, doesn't it deserve your attention? If it deserves your attention, how can you do it better? Not at the cost of you, but the growth of you. I'm going to talk about the difference of those two. When I say, doesn't it deserve your attention? It's because if you're really good at something, raw talent is one thing. Mastery is another. Because if you are in your raw talent and you want to see how far you can take that raw talent, but also not at the cost of you, not the cost of a life, and not at the cost of, you know, pouring out only everywhere else, but, you know, well, there's two types of cost of you. There's the cost of you where it deserves your attention, but you don't want it to sacrifice other areas of your life that we're really here to experience. That could be your family, your friends, your health, you know. And I know you get a lot of schools of thought out there, because you get a lot of people like, no, grind now, do it all the way throughout, you know, work and then go live a life. And I disagree with that, only because I think we all have to establish our own pace. And I don't, and I've said this before on the podcast, I don't want to show up to a season of my life where I'm like, well, I spent all this time getting the money, now I'm gonna spend all the money getting healthy. You know, like you learn a lot more about the pace in which you grow yourself, right? In all these different areas. And it turns into a lot of patience. I could have gone faster in certain areas of my life, but that means I would have sacrificed other areas that are probably in a lot of ways more important, right? Doesn't your health and your time with your soul and God and your family, like even if you don't have like a family that you've created on your own yet, like, but still like other family members or friends that are like family, aren't these things very important to your soul, to experiencing life here? So if you love it, doesn't it deserve your attention? And when I say that, it's because if you really get into the details of how well you do some area of your life, it deserves your attention. Not the cost of you, but at the growth of you, because you will be able to take how you do that thing and apply it to all other things. So that's where how do you get better at something, right? I got really good at my creative work and then my systems and my routine, and my routines within the systems of, you know, my creative work and tech and all that stuff. But I didn't until about 5 years ago feel like I put enough attention on my health. Wasn't overweight, wasn't like, you know, I need to build out my core strength. I need to build out my strength, period. I needed more activity. I needed to increase, you know, the variable heart rate. I needed to increase the metabolism. I needed movement. I needed exercise. I needed tone. I needed the inside to feel energetic and good, you know, and all these things. And I didn't want to grow older and have less mobility, less flexibility, all these things. And so, okay, I know that when I'm committed to something, I'm going all the way and I won't stop. You know, and I was having this conversation with my mom the other day, and we were talking, and I said, you know why I won't lose? And she's like, because you won't quit. I was like, because I won't quit. And she's like, you know, I realize that about life in general. Like, I already know, you know, you always kind of know the outcome, because as long as you stay in the game, I'm like, as long as you stay in the game, is what I always say. I'm going to always stay in the game. I'm not ever going to quit the game, you know, not until I pass. So, you know, so it's not a matter of if, it's when in anything in your life. And that should comfort you. But so knowing that commitment and then putting that into my health, that had a compound effect, because it made me realize, like, oh, wow, like that discipline in my health and making that come first made me think clearer, made me more energetic, made me more creative. It impacted my other things. So how I do anything is how I do everything. So getting better at something turned to getting better at something else turned into helping the very first thing that I was very good at get better. You see how it all kind of works together, right? And then, you know, the third point that I want to bring up is, like, when you make it about having to do something, it's not the same as getting the opportunity to do something. When you make it about having to do something, it's not the same as getting the opportunity to do something. And what I mean by that is that you ever hear people say, like, oh, well, yeah, no, I have to do this. I have to, you know, I have to, you know, work out and get healthy or healthier. I have to post on social media because, you know, I have to do social media because, you know, how else will people know about my work? And it's like, you're living in one of the greatest eras ever, where if you can figure out how to do content and growth marketing, which, by the way, they don't teach you in school. They have no clue how to do it. All you have to do is follow some creators online, see what's very popular in some of their posts, and then give it your own, like, turn on it. That's basically it. You can even follow people who teach Instagram or Facebook or whatever it is. I just use Instagram as an example, who say, like, hey, here's what's trending and how to do it. Now you go try. Right? Like, you get the opportunity to promote your work. And so I want to frame your mind in two different ways, right? Two different ways. You don't have to post your work on social media because everyone is doing social media and you hear it's how you market yourself, but then maybe no one sees it. So you're not really sure about social media is even good for you. And then you just spiral on and on about how bad the algorithm is. Sounds kind of negative, right? You don't have to post your work on social media because everyone is doing social media and you hear how it's meant to market yourself. And what I mean by that is, a lot of times when I talk to people who want to grow some aspect of their brand, they're like, yeah, no, you know, I know I have to do content. I'm like, no, you get to do content. You get to have the ability to share your work in a way that grows the visibility, in a way that you now can learn how to do that faster than you ever have before. And it pushes your own creative boundaries. So I want to frame this the second way. You get the opportunity to post your work to the world, to bring your gifts forward, so the others, quote unquote, can find you. And you get to learn how this new world creates content in a way that pushes your creative boundaries and brings you from behind the scenes into the forefront. And you get to learn from others through humility how to grow in your marketing efforts, so you can not only expand your visibility, but maybe also meet some really cool people along the way. Stop thinking about social media like it's social media. And I've said this a million times, like, and start thinking about it like it's a personal mission. Like, you want to figure something out because you're excited about sharing something with the world. And it's okay to be timid at times and embarrassed and be like, oh, I don't know if this is any good. What did we talk about on the last episodes? You get better by putting the hits out there over and over and over and over and over again. Allow, you know, everybody talks about the caterpillar butterfly. Okay, well, allow people to see the entire process. You know, I've had people who've been following me for years are like, man, like, it's been great watching from the beginning to now. And I'm like, I know. Sometimes I look at my, I liked my work back at the beginning. It was, it looked different. I'm not talking necessarily about the writing. Some of the writing was raw. Some of the design styles were raw. It's okay. Because it, what I learned is it wasn't about the style so much as the people liked the message. And I'm like, huh, here I'm all thinking like, oh, the style could have been better. But they're like, thank you for the message. Got to get out of your head. You've got to get out of your head. You get the opportunity to present your work to the world. Are you kidding me? And if you take that extra initiative, and again, like, so I've had, and I'm going to answer some of the questions in the community broadcast channel inside of Instagram. So if you're not in there, please go be in there. I was asked about how to grow so fast. First of all, I've done it in the past with other accounts, but in this most recent time, what I had done was very simple. I didn't want to grow just for the sake of growing. I don't think that you should just grow something without having an intention behind what it is. I know sometimes people want like popularity in numbers and followers, and I don't think that you should do it just for that at all, actually. I think you should do it with the intention of your building something of value to the world, in which then also you want to create a community around it, and then you'll also be driving that initial traffic to other things of yours that you are exhibiting that value for them specifically, right? And so I had spent some time in the last year and a half working on some of the things in the back end, like systems and, you know, what people wanted to learn more about or what products I wanted to make, all these things. It wasn't until November of last year that I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go back to creating content as a, you know, I'm gonna be like that content creator again, because I love writing and I love creativity. So I purposely started following and finding creators that were saying, hey, here's what's going on with Instagram. Hey, you should try this. Hey, this is like how this helped me grow. And instead of being an ego, which I see sometimes people say, yeah, but, and I'm, by the way, again, I'm not talking about like, you see people dancing on TikTok and that grew because they were entertaining people. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, I watched how certain people had basically discovered consumption techniques that all of you really like in the way you absorb content. And it taught me a different way to approach content. So that way I could bring my message, my own message and style through a consumption technique. And it helped me grow. And a few things did really well, especially since, you know, these were different ways in which automatically caused engagement. I had to learn what that was. I went right back. Listen, for as many years as I've been in digital and in marketing, I went right back to the basics again. And I found people who were doing something in real time and I tried it. And that's it. Now, mind you, there's a lot of extra disciplines in there, which I've got some stuff coming up that I'm going to be launching that might be very helpful as like kind of like a library. But the point being is that there were, what I mean is like, okay, I knew I was going to commit to 30 days of posting every single day. I was like, all right, I'm going to just post every single day because I want to figure out, where there's a signal, something that, you know, I get the opportunity to share my work with the world and I get to figure out, you know, a next level of bringing my work to that world. Cool. That's an opportunity. I don't have to do social media. I get to. And I bring social media up because, you know, I get it. If you're consuming a lot and you're comparing a lot and you're looking at what others are doing a lot, it's very different than if you are creating a lot. That's a very different place. When you are creating a lot and you're in your body of work that you really like to do and you're constantly wanting to figure out how to bring it more visibility, you get the opportunity to learn how to do that. And instead of looking at social media as like, oh, well, I have to do this because of the, you know, they said that that's how more people will find out about it. It's like, well, no, you are giving of yourself and your work to the world. What a beautiful privilege. And then on top of that, in doing so, you get the opportunity to learn how to do that so others can find you and you get to push some of your own creative boundaries and start thinking even further outside of the box, not outside of your style, just outside of your box, meaning like, you know, again, you don't do something because, oh, well, they're trending by dancing on TikTok. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like you find ways in which like, oh, I see like that's what people like, how people relate to content. Like, cool, I want to try that. Right. And then what also happens when you increase your visibility and you expand your creativity, you meet some really cool people along the way. I've met some really interesting people the last few months that I'm actually now going to do some collaborative projects with. And it's cool because they're creators. They're in the game. They're in the ring. They're doing the work too. They're figuring it out. We're sharing resources. We're sharing ideas. We want to do creative collaborations. This is fun. You get to take your work in places that you never would have thought you would have even done, or in new styles that you now have inputs on, right? And the final thing I want to bring up is that curiosity and humility is your way out of wherever you want to be, wherever you don't want to be, and into where you do. It's also how you'll get better at something, at everything. Curiosity and humility is basically everything else we just talked about on this podcast, period. It's everything else. Because if something you're good at, then why wouldn't you want to do more of it, get better at it, and apply it in other places? And with humility, you realize that you're always practicing. You're always a student and a teacher. And with curiosity, you're always expanding it. If you love it, doesn't it deserve more of your attention? So with humility and curiosity, you'll dive deeper into the areas that maybe you hadn't even gone to yet. And by doing that, it'll also transfer over into your health, into your relationships. Oh, I'm curious. I want to learn. Oh, I want to see how I could do this better. I want to show up more. How I do one thing is how I do everything. Get really good at something and you'll do it with everything, period. You can apply it to anything. Same with, and with your humility, it's like, oh, I have to do this. Oh, I have to, you know, show up to the gym. I have to post on social media. I have to, you know, figure out how to invest some of this money, you know, to save for later, or, you know, to build wealth with. You get to. And in this day and age, you know, you, with curiosity and humility, you can find the others. You can find the people who can help you with these things. And it doesn't mean you have to trust everything and everybody, because yeah, you need some discernment. You don't want people to lead you down the wrong path. But with curiosity and humility, you'll also learn a lot more about yourself, and you'll tap into your intuition and trust yourself. I appreciate you guys tuning to every episode. You guys are phenomenal. How you do anything is how you do everything. So the question you have to ask yourself is, how do you get better at something, at one thing? Then how do you apply that to anything, right? I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you, as always, for tuning into every single episode, as I just mentioned. Check the show notes. Check out the apparel. More coming soon. A lot more coming soon in that department. Check out the classes and workshops. And check out any additional episodes. If you guys have any questions, you can always reach out. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. It helps expand the awareness of the show. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in. And you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title, nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.